You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, it was announced that Dodge Ridge is set to reopen this Friday. Joining us as our newsmaker of the day, Tyler Somerset. He is a transportation planner with Tuolumne County Transit. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Mark.
You have a partnership with Dodge Ridge, and because of that partnership, you have a specific bus called the Dodge Ridge Ski Bus. Dodge Ridge reopens this Friday. Is the Dodge Ridge Ski Bus ready to roll this weekend?
Yes, it is. Boy, winter has kept us waiting, but it's finally here. Dodge Ridge is ready to go. The ski bus is ready to go. And we'd like to encourage folks, to consider, taking the easy way up to the mountain this weekend and checking out the ski bus.
What is inside the ski bus?
Well, you may have seen the ski bus rolling around town. It has some dramatic graphics on the exterior that really set it apart from the rest of the buses in our fleet. And so that's the most iconic bus that's heading up to the resort. But we have several other large buses that we also use to serve Dodge Ridge. So keep an eye out. It's a very comfortable bus. There's room for skis and snowboards and gear. There is a video monitor on board.
Are you showing ski and snowboard movies?
That's right. We try to get folks excited about their trip up to the resort, and we'll play, a video that really is probably doing things that most people are not considering doing on their way up to the mountain, but it gets them psyched. That's right.
Okay,
that's
so overhead compartments and plenty of storage underneath the bus for the snow skis and snowboards?
You got it.
What is the schedule?
So we'll be running this week kind of a unique schedule, which is we have added Friday as a result of the big storm that's rolling in and the likelihood that the conditions will warrant, chains on your way up to the resort. We're anticipating that schools may not be running, and so that may be an advantage for young people looking to get up into the snow and into the powder to use the ski bus as a way to get up there. And then, of course, weekends and holidays, we typically run throughout the winter season, so we'll be running Saturday and Sunday as well.
Is there just one designated ski bus, or do you use a couple or a few?
We'll use as many buses as we need to cart folks up to the mountain. We'll run one bus for sure, and we've run as many as three in the past. We find typically, and no surprise here, but the deeper the powder, the more folks that are looking to make their way up to the mountain. So we'll be ready to go with a number of buses to match the demand for this weekend.
And how do you know the demand? Is it because people need to purchase their bus tickets in advance online?
It certainly is helpful for us if we know that you're planning on going up to the resort. You can do that by calling the office at 532-0404 and paying over the phone. Or you can go to TuolumneCountyTransit.com/skibus and book your ticket online. That does not mean that you can't catch the bus en route. We'll pick folks up on demand, with a space available. But the more folks that we know are planning to go up, the better.
Are there family discounts?
There is a family discount. It's $10 round trip per person. But if you've got a family of four, go ahead and book your trip. We'll save you $5. That would just be $25 round trip.
Are the bus drivers trained to drive in winter conditions?
Well, as you'd imagine, all of our drivers are commercially licensed drivers who are experts at what they do, driving large buses and doing it safely. They all deal with chains on a regular basis and inclement weather. So we get a lot of folks who, just prefer not to deal with chains and icy conditions. So in that situation, we certainly encourage folks in that situation to take the ski bus up to the mountain.
Does the ski bus give everyone a chance to be able to ski at Dodge Ridge all day long before it departs?
It does. We have our first pickup that begins at 7 in the morning. And then the bus doesn't leave Dodge Ridge until 4:30 in the afternoon. So that allows folks to ski right up until they shut the lifts down and grab a cup of hot chocolate before jumping back on the bus.
And there's designated ski bus stops, and can you give me an idea as to where they are?
That's right. So the route begins in Sonora. We get a lot of folks that will catch it at Lower Save Mart, and then we serve a lot of the downtown hotels. So this is a good opportunity for folks who are staying locally, who maybe have a rental car, which does not allow for chains to be used typically, to go ahead and just walk right out the lobby and jump on the ski bus. Then we essentially make our way up 108 through Twain Heart and Sugar Pine and Miwok Village, Sierra Village, with the final stop being up at Cold Springs Market and the Pinecrest Chalet. So plenty of places to catch the bus on its route up to the mountain.
And the website, one more time,
is www.Tuolumne County Transit/ski bus.
Now, you're with Tuolumne County Transit, so you're going to vouch for them, but is this the way to go?
This is the way to go.
He is the transportation planner with Tuolumne County Transit, Tyler Somerset. Always great to see you, Tyler.
Likewise. Thank you, Mark.